This is Jay Sekulow. The Supreme Court grants review in the Arizona case, and Justice Kagan recuses herself.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
For years now, Arizona has been the recipient of illegal immigration. We're the gateway into American. It's costing us millions of dollars every year because of the federal government's inadequate enforcement of their federal laws.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Well, I think it's about time, and I'm glad the Supreme Court's doing it, because here you have a state just trying to get some sanity about illegal immigration.
That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. We want to take your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Big news. Supreme Court of the United States yesterday granted certiorari. That means they agreed to hear the case involving a very important case, folks, involving Arizona and the issue of immigration. We weighed in on the case representing you and about 60 members of the United States Congress that have filed in this case. So this is a big case with a lot of issues at play here. The most significant one, of course, is, does the state of Arizona have the constitutional authority and right to defend its own citizens, to protect its own citizens from illegal immigration? We want your opinion on that. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Remember, the Obama administration sued the state of Arizona for enforcing its immigration laws, which brings up an interesting question. Why would you not let the state defend its own citizens? That's the question that I want answered. Why is it that the Obama administration is taking resources to sue the state of Arizona, which is precisely what has happened right here? And that's why we're fighting back, folks. We asked the Supreme Court of the United States to hear the case on behalf of, as I said, 59 or 60 members of the United States Congress and thousands of you. And the answer was yes. So now we've got, look what we've got this term. Healthcare, Obamacare is up there, and the immigration case, all in the same term at the Supreme Court of the United States. I was on Fox News this morning about this issue, talking about it with Bill Hemmer and focusing on the issue of, should Elena Kagan recuse herself in the Obamacare case, since, interestingly, she recused herself, which means she will not sit and decide the case involving Arizona. Justice Kagan recused herself from the Arizona case. So that's a major development. Again, our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. And how do you think this plays into the political debate going on right now, especially among the Republican potential nominees to the presidency of the United States? How do you feel about all that? Again, we'll take your calls at 800-684-3110. Than Bennett is in our studios in Washington, D.C. Than, what's the reaction on Capitol Hill right now?
Well, I think everybody's kind of taking a step back, Jay, and looking at this from a high-level perspective. I mean, it's pretty unbelievable. You've got the Obama administration suing the state of Israel of Arizona for doing something that they only had to do because of the negligence of the Obama administration in the first place. So I think you've got members of Congress from Arizona. Trent Franks, by the way, he's one of our leads on this brief. But I think you've got members of Congress saying, listen, if this can happen in Arizona, it can happen in our state too. So it's important for us to engage now so that when our state is on the chopping block, we can defend ourselves.
Well, I'll tell you this, and I appreciate, Than, your hard work on this. We're going to talk more about it. We're representing members of Congress here, folks. But now the case has been granted review. And here's what I want you to do. How would you like to be part of history, signing on to a brief, going to the Supreme Court of the United States on the merits of the case on Arizona and the issue of immigration? If you want to take a stand for the citizens of Arizona and for all of us that want to protect our borders, you go to your phones right now. 877-989-2255 is the number. You're going to sign on to a committee that is filing a brief at the Supreme Court of the United States. This time, the issue is immigration. 877-989-2255. Of course, you can also go to ACLJ.org. I encourage you to do that. You can easily sign up online, ACLJ.org, or call us right now. Taking a stand here against the Obama administration, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
The Supreme Court of the United States has agreed to hear a monumental case to determine whether Arizona's immigration law is constitutional. Arizona created a state law that protects its borders and citizens by targeting illegal immigration. We believe the measure is appropriate and constitutional. Now the Supreme Court will decide. The ACLJ has been involved in this fight from the very beginning, backing Arizona's measure with support from members of Congress and tens of thousands of Americans. Now that the High Court has decided to take this case, it's time to mobilize again. Stand with the ACLJ. Add your name to a critical amicus brief to be filed at the Supreme Court. A brief urging the justices to uphold the constitutionality of Arizona's immigration law, a measure that mirrors federal immigration law and incorporates federal standards. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com.
As governor, I feel that I have the responsibility to protect my citizens. And if the federal government's not going to do it, then we're going to step up and we're going to help them.
Those are the words of Governor Jan Brewer from Arizona, who's been on our broadcast before, has talked with us before, and of course we filed a brief on behalf of members of Congress. Folks, we got two huge cases at the Supreme Court this term. The Obamacare situation, the health care law, and now the Arizona immigration law. Interesting issue on the recusal of Justice Kagan. She was, of course, Solicitor General before she was appointed to the Supreme Court of the United States and confirmed as a justice on the court. She recused herself, which means she will not be hearing the Arizona case. Interesting. On the Obamacare case, where she sent an email to Lawrence Tribe, a professor from Harvard, where she praised the passage of the law, she did not recuse herself. And when pressed about why the Attorney General Holder's not giving more information about Justice Kagan's involvement in the Obamacare case, he said, well, that's because Congress has filed a brief to the Supreme Court on this case. Folks, that brief they're talking about is our brief. So we certainly, Than, have gotten the attention of the Attorney General of the United States.
Yeah, this questioning, Jay, was before the House Judiciary Committee, and the questioning actually came from the chairman, from Lamar Smith. And I got to tell you, there's a brief at issue in both of these cases, and when the Attorney General was asked about the brief in the Obamacare case or asked for specific info in the Obamacare case, he said that he couldn't provide it because members of Congress had a conflict of interest because they had signed a brief. That's our brief. Well, Jay, we've got a brief in the Arizona case, too, and members of Congress are on that brief as well, and yet Justice Kagan has rightfully evaluated her participation in that case and has recused herself. So at least on the question of evaluating whether or not she should participate in these cases, there seems to have been a double standard. And really, I think she needs to be asked about it. Chairman Lamar Smith certainly tried, but he got a very confusing answer in return.
Yeah, I want our team to pull the sound from that. We could play it on tomorrow's broadcast. I think that'd be really helpful to have. So I'm going to ask our team to get that for tomorrow. But let me say this, folks. It tells you these briefs are making an impact. A huge impact. And we're at the front and center of this, not just in the media, not just in the halls of Congress, but actually at the Supreme Court of the United States. So again, here's what we're doing. I want you to sign on to our main brief. This is the real deal. If you want to stand up for the citizens of Arizona, and you're really standing up for the sovereignty of our country, and stop illegal immigration flow and allow the states to protect its citizens, well, now the Supreme Court of the United States is going to make this determination. I want you to be part of history signing on to this brief. You could do it at aclj.org, really easy to do, aclj.org, or call us at 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. 989-2255 or aclj.org. Let's go to Benny. He's calling from California on line four. Hi, Benny.
How you doing, Jay? Thank you for your services and everything that you do. Listen, I'm a registered Democrat, a longtime union official that's represented members in SEIU Local 99. I'm a second-generation American. Many of my family members come from Mexico. And this issue is not just about legal versus illegal, rich versus poor, but this is about fairness. I have three children that I put through college. Neither one of my children that were born here that I paid taxes for were allowed any financial aid whatsoever. Neither one of them. So yet, but I have family members that are here illegally, you know, relatives that are here illegally, and they get all these benefits. So something has to be done about this, Jay, and I don't know what the answer is. We finally have a candidate named David Hernandez who's running for Congress out here in a new district, and he is willing to speak up and stand for us. So we, the middle class, majority of Latinos, are going to support him, are going to get him elected. We're going to show these politicians and we're going to show the unions and everyone else that it is about fairness, and that's what this is all about.
You know, Benny, I appreciate you calling. I'm also second generation, born in the United States. My family came from Russia, and my grandfather, like your relatives did, went and did it legally. Mine went through Ellis Island, learned to speak English, and became citizens of the United States, and got no breaks. And you're right. Then you got illegal immigrants getting all of these breaks, and this is the problem with the system. The system doesn't work. I like legal immigration. If it wasn't for legal immigration, I wouldn't be here. I'd be living in Russia. My grandfather came here legally. Your relatives came here, Benny, legally. Yet you're being penalized because illegal, your own relatives, you're saying, illegal immigrants are getting benefits you don't get as a citizen of the United States. Now, folks, if that's not absurd to you, I don't know what is. And I'm thrilled, Benny, that you called. But, folks, this is why. Sign on to this brief. Don't just talk about it. Don't just say, oh, this is wrong. Oh, the Arizona people should be able to defend themselves. Let's fight for this. We've got an opportunity to fight for this at the Supreme Court of the United States. We've got the Obamacare case. Now we got the immigration case. We're representing Congress and you. You go to aclj.org and sign up online right now or call us at 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. By the way, when you go to aclj.org, make an online contribution. We're in a matching challenge. Any amount you donate, which is tax deductible to us, of course, is doubled. You donate $10, we get $20. You donate $20, we get $40. $100, we get $200. So I encourage you to go to aclj.org or 877-989-2255. By the way, fan, let's get a synopsis on this. We've got the 59 members of Congress we represent right now. We are looking at getting some other ones. Who are we looking at right now?
Jay, we've got 59 members of Congress, including four U.S. senators, Senator Barrasso, Senator DeMint, Senator Inhofe, and Senator Vitter. By the way, our two leads on this are Brian Bilbray from California and Trent Franks from Arizona, so he certainly understands the issue on the ground. Now that we're at the merit stage, Jay, we're going back and we're asking for additional signatures, and the reason that we're expanding that just beyond Arizona is because there are a lot of other states that are dealing with similar situations. You've got Georgia, Alabama.
Also right, sued Indiana. By the Department of Justice here.
Exactly right. And our point to them is that, listen, it might be Arizona now, but it's going to be your state next. If you want to engage and you want to enforce laws in your state, we want to make sure that the administration, no matter what administration it is, can't come in and undermine those laws. So we're looking to build support across the nation and make sure that we have an even larger group at this next stage at the Supreme Court.
All right, folks, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Judith is calling from Maryland. She's on line three. Hi, Judith.
Hey, Jay. I am so appreciative that the Supreme Court is taking on Arizona. I live in Maryland. I live in Montgomery County. They refuse to deal with the immigration issue, and I think it's because a lot of people have illegally immigrated. I've talked to some of them. I said, please get your papers, and they look at me kind of like, no way. I am so glad that you're going to be allowed to address this. Oh, thank you very much.
Well, listen, I appreciate you calling. This is a huge victory, folks. Getting the Supreme Court to hear the case is half the battle. Now, we got to win the case, but getting them to hear it is a huge thing. We asked them to do it. They're doing it. We're representing a large number of members of Congress and many thousands of you, so we're thrilled about that. Hey, folks, if you want to talk to me on air, 1-800-684-3110, I want to know how you feel about where do you see the presidential campaign now? How do you see this playing out in this whole process? 800-684-3110. We've got Nick calling from New York on line two. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Jay. Jay, this is just another, how can I put this politely? We have a bully for a president. I mean, my way or the highway, I'm going to do all these things, not only him, but a lot of the Democrats that are behind him. And I'm sick and tired of it, you know, I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to get online and make a donation. I'm broke as a joke, but who cares anyway? I'll squeeze out some money. But the point is that, you know, I just hope and pray to God that when election time comes around, the American public is smart enough now to realize that we need the proper conservative.
Well, you bring up a great point, Nick, and that is, does this play as a political issue for the American people? Does this impact the economy? Is this something the American people think is important in this upcoming election? And, folks, we want to hear from you on that. You're our audience. You're our constituents. You're the people we talk to. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're going to take your calls on this. And, Thana, it does bring up a good question, and that is the politics of immigration.
Yeah, there's no doubt that it's going to play into the elections, Jay, and all you have to do is listen to that opening quote from Jan Brewer that you played in the open. I mean, if you are the governor of Arizona or you are a state legislature, you know, what choice do you really have when you're dealing with this drug problem, the kidnappings that are happening faster than you can count? You have a moral obligation to step up and try to protect your citizens. That's what they did. That's what the voters are going to want. And quite frankly, I think that Governor Brewer and others who take a stand are going to benefit from that in the next elections. And those that stand in the way, Jay, even when it comes to the administration, I think that they have a very high risk of paying a price at the polls because the American people want to be protected, and that's what the state of Arizona is trying to do.
I think Than's absolutely correct on this. Folks, we'll take your calls at 800-684-3110 when we come back from the break. You go to aclj.org, sign on to this brief. This is a merits brief. This means this is the brief that will be determining whether Arizona and all of us can defend our citizens from illegal immigration, or you can call us, and I encourage you to do either aclj.org or 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. How would you like to be part of history? Signing on to this brief at the Supreme Court of the United States. Again, you can go to aclj.org. I encourage you, the end of the year here, we're in this matching challenge campaign. Help us out at the ACLJ. Keeps us broadcast on the air. Keeps us fighting in court here in the United States and around the world. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 to sign on to this brief or ACLJ.org.
The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com. The Supreme Court of the United States has agreed to hear a monumental case to determine whether Arizona's immigration law is constitutional. Arizona created a state law that protects its borders and citizens by targeting illegal immigration. We believe the measure is appropriate and constitutional. Now the Supreme Court will decide. The ACLJ has been involved in this fight from the very beginning, backing Arizona's measure with support from members of Congress and tens of thousands of Americans. Now that the High Court has decided to take this case, It's time to mobilize again. Stand with the ACLJ. Add your name to a critical amicus brief to be filed at the Supreme Court. A brief urging the justices to uphold the constitutionality of Arizona's immigration law, a measure that mirrors federal immigration law and incorporates federal standards. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Broadcast, everyone. I was on Bill Hemmer's radio broadcast, television broadcast on Fox News today. I think this is worth playing. This is the number one here. This is a question that Bill asked me. Let me first play Jan Brewer's comment, number five, talking about the borders are not secure.
The fact of the matter is that our border is not secure. We still are the recipients of the drug cartels and the crime that's taking place, and they have the ability to secure that border, and we are not going to be satisfied until it's done.
She is fighting hard, and now we've got the Supreme Court of the United States to agree to it, and that, to me, is a great thing. Now, this question's come up about Elena Kagan, who has recused herself from this proceeding. What's interesting there, folks, is, let me tell you what that means. If it's a 4-4 tie, it's an affirmance of the Ninth Circuit, but she was a vote, I think, that would have ruled in favor of the Obama administration here, so this is not necessarily a bad, if you're just looking at the numbers, not a bad development for those that are opposed to what the Obama administration did by suing the state of Arizona. Having said that, she recused herself here. She didn't recuse herself in the Obamacare case. And you got to ask yourself, why is that? Bill Hemmer asked me that question. I think it's best to let me just replay what I said just about 2 hours ago on Fox.
Jan Brewer is the governor of Arizona. She's going to be on to talk about this immigration case in 30 minutes. Why did Kagan pull herself out on that topic?
So there you go. Why? Because I'm holding the brief that we filed in that case in my hand right now, helping Governor Brewer. We're glad that they granted review. Here's the problem, Bill. She did it because she was involved in the litigation. And you would think that the Solicitor General of the United States, like in the healthcare case, they knew there would be challenges, would be involved in this litigation. That's where there's just a disconnect here. And that was one of the dangers of appointing a current Solicitor General to the Supreme Court of the United States. When I say dangers, there are going to be maybe cases where she has to recuse herself. She did in Arizona, which sets up a very interesting dynamic because that was a vote I'm sure the administration would have been counting on that is now gone. Now, of course, if it's 4-4, it's an affirmance of the Ninth Circuit, but I'm more optimistic than that. I think at the end of the day, the Supreme Court's going to rule in the favor of Arizona here. But the reality is, there she felt like she was conflicted out. Here she doesn't feel like it.
Okay.
So it's a very interesting
dynamic. As you point out, it's the call of him or her, the justice on the Supreme Court. Jay, thank you. It's good to have you back on the program. We'll see you real soon.
Hey, okay. Thanks for having me, Bill.
There you have it. That was Fox News just this morning. You're talking about being on top of the case. I hope, and I want to say a thank you to our members and donors. You're allowing us to do this, whether it's Fox News, whether it's our radio broadcast, our television broadcast, or whether it is the actual briefs to the Supreme Court. We're engaged because you allow us to. I want to encourage you to be engaged. Sign on to this brief right now, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Let's right now go to Sergio's calling from Washington State on line one. Hi, Sergio.
I have a question.
Sure.
So, the immigration law, where does it put people like me? I've been here, you can say, all my life. I got here when I was around 6 years old, 5 years old.
Okay.
All my family's legal, except for me. Okay? And this immigration law is not looking at illegal immigrants. I don't live there, but I hear a lot of people are moving out.
Well, let me ask you this, Sergio. You said your rest of your family has legal status. Then the question would be, and I don't want you to answer this because I'm a lawyer, I don't want you to get yourself in trouble, but I would say, why aren't you going through the system, especially if your family's here, for immigration? I mean, people get recognized as citizens and get naturalized all the time, every day in the United States. There's a system.
Well, if you're a lawyer, you know this. It takes more than 20 years.
It does take a long time. It doesn't usually take 20 years. I mean, I deal with immigration matters. If sometimes it can, but if you do it the right way, it usually doesn't. If you meet the criteria, I do think there needs to be immigration reform, Sergio, so that we can get people in and it's a more streamlined process. But I don't think you can legalize illegal immigrants without creating a whole host of real real problems. Then on Capitol Hill, we know there needs to be immigration reform, but the way to do it is not suing the state of Arizona for enforcing the immigration laws.
Yeah, that's right. I don't think actually anybody is denying that there needs to be some reform, but it's important for people to remember, Jay, what this law in Arizona actually says. I mean, it basically just says that it's illegal to be in Arizona if you aren't legally in the United States. I mean, that should go without saying. Now, it is the enforcement mechanisms that are causing some fire, but Jay, the law itself addresses that proper enforcement. You can't racially profile. It says that right in the text. You have to have been already stopped or detained for some other legal matter, and there has to be reasonable suspicion that you're here illegally. This is what our law enforcement officials have been trained to do, Jay. They are the ones that are in that job for the reason. Arizona is just trying them to allow them to move forward with that. The law has actually been crafted pretty narrowly, and people need to read it. There are a lot of protections written specifically in there just for this reason.
All right, let's go right back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. Alan's calling from Florida, state that deals with the immigration issue regularly. Line 6, hi, Alan. You're on the air.
Hello.
Alan, you're listening to me and you're trying to talk at the same time. I'm going to put you back on hold. We'll talk to you if you can go ahead and mute your phone, your radio down. Let's go to Marco calling from California. Hi, Marco. Line 5, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hello, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Yeah. Well, first of all, you know, I want to thank you for taking my call here.
Sure.
Like, I totally agree that we need to close our borders. I mean, even though I'm not legal yet, I'm going to be honest with you. I came here when I was 5 years old. I never had my parents to bring me here, but I'm already here, and I love this country. So, like, okay, we're going to close the borders, and then what? What's going to happen to, like, you know, like, people like myself? Like, even though I was born in Mexico, I don't consider myself, like, you know, like I don't know anybody there. You know, I've been here, I'm 30 years old.
Marco, I understand exactly your situation. You've been here 25 years. I mean, Speaker Gingrich has talked about that as part of his plan would be to get a pathway to citizenship or at least some kind of legal work status. And I think there are things we can do in that regard. But I don't think we're going to get success in that until we get the borders under control and allow the states to protect its citizens. And while I'm sympathetic to your situation and I want there to be a method upon which citizenship can be granted, it has to be done according to the rule of law because we are a government of laws. And that's the fundamental difference between us and every place else, including Mexico, where you came from, which has a rule of law but hasn't been following it so well. So I think there is ways to handle your situation, but at the same time to protect our borders. Mike is calling from Arizona. We are hearing from the border states, that's for sure, on line 3. Hi, Mike.
How you doing, man? You know,
great.
I think Marco just had a perfect example of the point I wanted to make. One of the first things he said when he was talking was that he, even though he was born in Mexico, he loves the U.S. And
right.
I think that is one of the big issues that we have today, is that there are a lot of illegal immigrants here who have no desire to be U.S. citizens. They don't want to
correct.
Have a U.S. passport. They don't want to be able to say, I am from America, stand up and say the Pledge of Allegiance. They just want to be here for our resources and the money and take advantage of it and then go right back to Mexico.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think that this is the reality of what we're dealing with. I think we also have to be cognizant of the fact that change is going to take place. But until you secure the borders, until you allow the states like Arizona to secure the borders and do their job to protect their citizens, nothing's going to happen. Then very quickly, if we don't get this resolved, the immigration reform doesn't happen.
This is more than a talking point, Jay. If you don't secure the border, you can't address the other problems. Otherwise, it just creates a magnet for more illegal immigration. The order in which it happens is fundamentally critical here.
All right, folks, here is the number. I want you on this brief. Hey, join me at the Supreme Court of the United States and join about 59, probably to 65 or 70 members of the United States Congress. 877-989-2255 to sign on to this brief to the Supreme Court on the immigration case out of Arizona. 877-989-2255 or just go to ACLJ.org. Got a lot of information posted online. ACLJ.org. And when you're there, make an online contribution to the ACLJ. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Seculo Show. Jordan Seculo provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordanseculo.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Seculo Show via email, info@seculo.com.